Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Everybody, welcome to Fantasy Q&A. Patrick Claibon here with Adam Rank, and we've got answers for all of your fantasy questions. My first question, Rank, how's things going?
Pretty good. You know, sitting here this morning, this afternoon, whatever, getting in a lot of waiver wire requests ready to go. I just think it's amazing that somebody who can save our season in San Francisco has the name Mason. You don't understand.
It's a Mason.
You don't get the reference.
No, I don't.
John Mason saved Alcatraz from being blown up in the rock.
He did.
Mason!
Oh, my God.
Mason!
You did your best. I did my best.
Losers always whine about their best. Losers whine about their best.
Winners go home. Hey, we got some questions and answers coming up. Send them to us at NFL Fantasy on social media, website, twitter.com, while we're still lucky enough to have it. This first question comes from Snow Chains. Oh. Why did I draft CMC and why isn't he productive in the San Francisco offense?
I feel like the 49ers are being very selfish in the fact that they're playing to win a Super Bowl.
How dare they?
Which does not help me at all. I've got to go out now to figure out what I'm going to do with Christian McCaffrey. I will say he's better than most of your replacements. I think his football fantasy war would be okay. It's just going to be very disappointing because you drafted him as a player who will score you 20 points. He's probably going to be in the neighborhood of 10 to 15, maybe. So it's going to be a little bit disappointing. You're fine. You're fine. Look at some of the other rosters in your league and look at some of the running backs people are playing. I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, people are going to bed with dreams of waking up and finding Jamichael Hasty tomorrow morning. It's fine. Christian McCaffrey is going to be all right. Next question comes from our dude Rick. Do you trust Damian Pierce for the playoff run in your starting lineup?
I don't. I don't think this is a indication of Damian Pierce the player. I think this is the situation in Houston just getting out of control terrible. And right now, as it stands, I believe they'd have the number one pick, which I believe would be used on one of those quarterbacks. And so you start to wonder, you know, next year with a rookie quarterback, will they use a lot? Will they still use Damian Pierce? I think if you're in a dynasty league, you're in good shape. Hang on to him. It's no big deal. If you're in a season-long draft or league, you might want to consider looking at other options. By the way, I'd rather have CMC.
No, of course.
Right. And so there it is.
Maybe for Snow Chains' sake, we'll keep going back and reminding you. Look at what everybody else is dealing with.
Yes.
Because it's tough. The Texans offense is a struggle. But looking at that highlight, you saw Damian Pierce make a nice grab in the flat. Maybe Bryce Young's throwing the ball. Maybe dynasty-wise, things are looking a little bit better. Right now, Kyle Allen, no. Absolutely not. He's in the Baker zone. We're done. We don't want to see any more Kyle Allen whatsoever. We get to the next question. It comes courtesy of Yo. Is Mike Evans still a must start?
I would think so in this offense. He was still targeted a ton. He got nine targets on Sunday. So I do believe that they're looking for him. They just haven't had the connection. And this is one of the things that I really look forward to is that when they blow it up after Tom Brady for real retires, they send him to Chicago. Just send him to Chicago.
You are speaking that into existence,
my friend. I really am. It was funny that I mentioned it in rehearsal yesterday, and then you said it on the show, and you're like, Pat, I'm so used to the, it's a fact, Pat. Patrick, I was like, bro, we haven't gotten to that part yet. But it was still cool.
I wanted to. It was exciting.
I do it. I've done it to Cynthia where I've blown her up, and I've been like, oh, yeah, we haven't done We haven't done higher or lower yet. We just did the rehearsal.
Little insight, little peek behind the
curtain. Little peek behind the curtain. That's what we do here.
Biblioteca says, can I trust Devin Singletary to be a weekly starter in my playoff push? Donde está the faith in running backs?
You know, I do believe that he's an excellent player and an excellent offense. And depending on what your options are, I think that for by and large, you're likely going to be starting him. I mean, I'd take that stat line that he had against the Lions every day of the week, especially, you know, when you can, even if he adds a touchdown, that makes it much more robust. But I still believe that, you know, again, the recurring theme today is who are your other options? And so unless you are debating between Saquon Barkley, Nick Chubb, and Devin Singletary, well, then in that case, Devin Singletary might take a spot on the bench. But I think just play it safe, play the matchups, and you'll be okay. You can trust him.
Trust me. Devin Singletary. Yeah, it's a piece of a really good offense that we like to have. And again, consider your options. You would like to have Christian McCaffrey more.
Right?
But you've got Devin Singletary.
So, how great does snow chains feel right now?
Snow chains just feeling a whole lot better.
My life is good.
As we continue this show. Next question comes courtesy of Vin Dynasty. Is AJ Brown still that guy, or should I trade him for a receiver that doesn't have to worry about a running game?
It's an
interesting problem to have.
Yeah, that is an interesting problem, because like with him and Devontae Smith, it's been a little frustrating trying to figure out which one of these guys am I going to start, because the talent is there, so you want to make sure that you're playing them. Honestly, they sort of resemble matchup-based starters, I think is the word that I'm looking for. Are they going to be in a game where it's going to be a shootout? Are the Eagles going to be playing from ahead most of the time? I do think that you got to start them, because again, going back to, I can't imagine your options being much better. I just would be careful about what he's eating, though. What was he? He lost like 7 pounds this week. He had a burst blood vessel from vomiting so much. And like last year, he had the deal with Chipotle, I think it was.
Yeah.
Like, bro, we've all been there with Chipotle, but still. It's like his issues are not like on the field. He's like out there getting a snack wrap and then getting ill. But still out there producing.
I have zero room to talk about stomach illnesses and losing rapid weight. I'm rooting for anybody that's dealing with that, including AJ Brown. But I think you can trust him.
Like, absolutely.
The offense is too good. People were super worried about Miles Sanders. We got two Miles Sanders questions a couple of weeks ago. Like, when's Miles Sanders? And then he just runs all over the Packers.
That's crazy.
Up and down situations happen. That's just the nature of fantasy football. If you can hear my voice, please pay attention. Your game, on the go, wherever you are. This is How You Football. With NFL Plus, watch live, local, and primetime games on mobile. And listen to live game audio now all the way through Super Bowl 57, wherever you are. This is How You Football. Sign up for the rest of the season with a special offer of $19.99. It's time for us to get to rapid fire while you guys are downloading NFL Plus.
You know what's fire?
What's fire?
That sweater.
Thanks, man.
Really good.
I got it for my birthday.
Did you? Oh, yeah. Your birthday was yesterday.
No, it was Friday.
Friday.
It was Friday.
Happy birthday. That's right.
We all had a great time. And you guys sent me some questions for my birthday, so I appreciate that. Let's get 2 minutes on the clock. Oh, so rapid.
Rapid
as fire can get. That first question coming up now, is Juju still worthy of a flex?
I would think so. High-powered offense, I would go with them.
High power, high strength. Christian Watson, a permanently weekly start, yes.
Absolutely, although some people are like, he's too touchdown dependent.
Stop it.
Don't believe that.
Touchdowns are good.
Yes.
You like touchdowns. Anthony, does Higgins remain a top 10, 15 wide receiver with Chase returning?
I think there's enough production from this offense, especially with Joe Mixon battling some injuries. So, yeah, keep T. Higgins in there.
Yes. Who's going to bench him, to be honest with you?
Yeah,
TwitTalk says, do I trade Aaron Jones for Dalvin Cook?
Why? No. I just keep Aaron Jones.
Yeah. Why are either one of you making that trade?
Why are we making trades this time of the year?
Yeah, what's going on here?
Keep Jones.
Dan Dale, is Miles Sanders reliable RB2?
Yes. I mean, we just talked about this last week. Like, he's fine. Like, I know there's going to be games where it's like he didn't score 40 points, but that's fantasy.
Yep. Thanks for the question, Dan. Next up from Ale, why am I such an idiot? Continue to start Russell Wilson. He's a dumpster fire.
Yeah, I can't sugarcoat this one. That's a bad move. Like, and this comes from a guy who started Kyle Pitts up until his injury, so... That's worse.
Offense is a struggle. Can Zay Jones perform like this for the rest of the year?
He can, but he won't. I use him as a spot starter, certain matchups. I think going up against Detroit this week could be a very good option for you, but I don't think that you can expect this kind of production week to week.
All right. Thank you, Craig. Stafford season. Oh, sorry about your luck. Is Alvin Kamara still a must start every week?
I would say so. The talent's too immense. Even though the offense has struggled, I'm still compelled to play him.
Yeah. How do you love Andy Dalton at this moment? Should we be worried about ETN the rest of the season, says Jimmy?
You know what? He was healthy enough to come back into the game on Sunday, but they went with Jermichael Hasty. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars are playing the long game. So, yeah, I think there are some times you might want to consider benching him. This is not that week, though.
All right. 9 seconds left. Should I start Deshaun Watson over Jimmy G next week?
I don't care.
That's up to you, Paul. That's up to you in your decision-making. Is Burks the go-to guy for Tennessee for the rest of the season?
It feels like it. I know his touchdown was a little fluky last week, recovering the fumble from Derrick Henry, but still, I feel like he's on the upswing.
Thank you for the question, White Ranger. Thank you, everybody, for your questions. In rapid fire, as we continue here on Fantasy Q&A, it's time for us to get to some true or false quarterback edition. We're going to look at some of these scenarios and tell you straight up, it's binary here, whether they're true or they're false. Justin Herbert had his best fantasy output of the year on Sunday. 3 touchdowns, 29 fantasy points. True or false, he's back and could be trusted going forward.
Absolutely true. I love this for Justin Herbert. I think he's just starting to heal up a little bit. And not only him, the rest of this Chargers offense. And now that we're out there, we're seeing Keenan Allen going and making plays. Gerald Everett was good. Austin Eckler going out there doing the Austin Eckler type things. Carter right there with a nice touchdown. So, yeah, I think we're back. I think he's back, baby.
He's back. First quarterback, true. Justin Herbert is back. Second quarterback, Lamar Jackson, back as a top 10 quarterback, but the Ravens offense had some struggles in the red zone. True or false, you should be worried about Lamar going into the playoffs, where they have Cleveland week 15, Atlanta week 16, and Pittsburgh in week 17.
Absolutely false. There is no reason to be concerned about Lamar Jackson. He is going to be so good down the stretch. Now, what we saw out of the Steelers last night, their defense looks a little bit better when TJ Watt is there, but they still gave up production to Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan, of all people. Matt Ryan had like 30 rushing yards. It was crazy. So I say Lamar Jackson is back. I'm done with these questions. And please stop. Please stop.
Please stop. And also, please get a stop. That's the Jags in the fourth quarter.
You know what?
Just one stop.
I wonder how much Wink Martindale, his absence, is costing this team. But that defense is so bad with no signs of improvement that I think the Ravens are going to be in a position where they have to score a ton of points. So that's why we love Lamar Jackson. I think these three games against Cleveland, Atlanta, and Pittsburgh are going to be very high scoring. And it's going to be great for you. That's exactly what you want.
All right, speaking of the Ravens' defense struggling in the fourth quarter against the Jags, they did it against Trevor Lawrence. His best game of the season, 3 touchdowns, 24.9 points. True or false, Trev will be a league winner.
Ooh. I guess I'll say true-ish. I guess it is. You know, I want to be a little – I don't want to be like the Sith where everything's cut and dry. But
dealing in absolutes, Rank.
You know, the thing is – he's made so much – he's shown a lot of maturity. This touchdown pass right here was actually – he called that off. He checked out of the original read and then came back and threw that – it's not a wheel route, but that little go route right there. And so I do believe that we're seeing great strides from Trevor Lawrence. So I do think that this can be a pretty good opportunity for him. And if you've been one of those people who've been burned by their quarterback, or like if you have Russell Wilson, you keep starting him, or – you know, if you had Justin Fields and now you're like, well, last week I played Taylor Heineke. I don't know what to do. Trevor Lawrence is a pretty good option this week off the waiver wire, as is Jared Goff.
And those highlights that you saw there, if you're watching the video version of the show, that's why you bet on talent. That's why you choose to believe in people who can make plays versus guys who are occasionally there when a play is made. If a guy can actually make plays, sometimes it goes wrong. But those are the people you want to invest in long term, especially for dynasty purposes. There's people who get caught up in Daniel Jones type situations where a guy is occasionally there. He's occasionally has a rushing touchdown. But when you have performances like that, those are the ones that you can bank on long term. Trevor will be a league winner at some point if it's not here in 2022.
That's very good. That's a very good assessment of that.
Thanks, Ryan. Thank you guys for watching us here on Fantasy Q&A. That's true or false. Coming up, is Garrett Wilson the real deal now that Mike White is throwing him passes? Ooh. And should you be worried about Debo? Our answers to those questions and more next on Q&A.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
It's an AFC East rivalry game when Josh Allen and the Bills visit Mac Jones and the New England Patriots. The Bills against the Patriots on Thursday Night Football this Thursday at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time on Prime Video. Also available on NFL Plus. Back here on Fantasy Q&A. If you're not watching that game on Prime Video or on NFL Plus, find some good people that you enjoy being around
100%,
with
yeah.
to watch the game with in person.
You know what? I say don't be that person who's in puppy love and is chasing somebody else. Like when I went to college, there was a girl named Lori Porter who I was fancy on. Uh-huh. And but she was a Packers fan. Mm. And the one time I went to the Packers bar with her, it was not an enjoyable experience.
Never good.
I'm just saying, it's just not.
Find a way to be yourself and enjoy yourself.
I know, right? Why would you do it? Don't do that to yourself.
Yeah.
Take it from me. Take it from Uncle Adam here. Don't do that.
Learn a lesson from Adam.
Learn a lesson.
You guys didn't ask about that, but we got some more questions for you. Robert wants to know, can I trust Debo going forward?
Yeah, trust me, bro. You obviously have to play him, but it is very difficult because he is battling an injury, and we've seen this 49ers team spread the ball around, and now they have CMC. They don't want to give him 100% of the carries. You got George Kittle crushing it. Brandon Ayuk had 2 touchdowns a week ago. Kyle Juszczyk almost got into the end zone last week. Like, it's crazy. But, again, you got to go with the talent, and you're going to go with Debo Samuel.
Yeah, it only makes sense. Eventually, if Debo's healthy and is on the field, he's going to make plays. He's going to score touchdowns. The concern might be Jimmy G. But other than that, I mean, it's Debo Samuel. You've got to play him here coming up as we try to get to the playoffs, and the 49ers try to do the same. Jasmine, do we trust the Garrett Wilson turnaround that they keep using White and help all their players out, or they switch back to Wilson? Their prodigy. Just the lancing of Zach Wilson there.
Yeah, I don't think that we're ever going to see Zach Wilson be the starting quarterback for the New York Jets unless something crazy happens, some act of God, if there's some sort of, I don't know. I don't even know what it would be like. I don't even know. Like Mike White's in the subway system and it gets shut down while he's commuting to the – I don't know what it is. But I will tell you this. The receivers look way better. Garrett Wilson, and I guess at least there's one good Wilson.
That is true.
So that's true. We also saw Elijah Moore come out there and play very well. And so I look at this situation, I just don't see how you pivot off Mike White. And if you do, I think Joe Flacco would be the guy. So I think you're going to be good. You got Garrett Wilson. You're all right.
Yeah, I would like to see the offense work in a game that's not with a Bears defense that's losing Eddie Jackson in the middle of the game, dealing with all of these injuries.
They got the Vikings, which isn't much better.
Yeah, it's not much better. So Mike White's clearly going to be going to Canton based on these 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But I'm not there yet.
I'm not saying he's the one. Like, he is the chosen one or anything like that. But his grasp of the offense, the confidence his teammates have in him. Elijah Moore asked to be traded during a winning streak because Zach Wilson was so not great. Not that great of a teammate.
If you were super critical of Elijah Moore having something to say while the Jets were winning, but you're also super critical of this whole Zach Wilson situation and you're dumping on Zach Wilson, maybe, I don't know, maybe just don't. If a player's in a situation like Elijah Moore where they're worried about their own personal opportunity and future endeavors, like maybe chill out a little bit when they express some frustration because you're doing it with the quarterback too now. He was there before you. Jessica, is Christian Kirk a must-start still?
I don't know if he, again, you're playing Detroit this week, so I think that's a pretty good opportunity to get him back in the lineup, but he's still Yeah, I mean, he's still a top 15 fantasy wide receiver. Like, I know that Zay Jones comes out and has a good game. What are we doing? Why? You guys are making me crazy. Jessica, he's good. We're going to be fine. We're going to be fine with Christian Kirk. You see right there, over 20 fantasy points per game over the last month. It's good.
Yeah, that's very good.
Good player.
He's a wide receiver 4 in the last 4 weeks, and you're worried about the last 1 week where Zay Jones goes off. We might not get mega Zay Jones every single week.
Yeah.
Christian Kirk's still a big part of this offense. That's why they got him. That's why they got him. They will use Christian Kirk. But we appreciate the question, Jessica, because it gave us an opportunity to say support Christian Kirk.
Yep.
And also maybe Kirk Cousins.
Maybe Kirk Cousins. This week, I think you can start him. No, I don't know. Actually, I don't want to start Kirk Cousins. I know Kirk Cousins was good against the Patriots. I don't think he's going to do very well against these New York Jets.
Against this Jets squad. Also, James Tiberius Kirk, support. Yep. Kirk Cameron, a little low on.
Nah, that is good.
But yeah, those are good.
Kirk Gibson.
It's time for Don't At Me, because we love your questions. We love communicating with you at all. But regarding what we're about to say right now, do not at us under any circumstances. It's a bold prediction for Week 13. What's yours?
You know what? I'm going to say that Jared Goff is the quarterback one on the week. Here's my thing. I heard this on the radio the other day. Somebody called Ford Field the Coors Field of the NFL, and I'm like, that's pretty funny. And I wish I could remember the person who said it, because I would love to give them the full credit right there. But Jared Goff, given the opportunity, I don't think he's going to win you many games. I think they still have to look at a quarterback in the draft this year. But for your fantasy purposes this week, I would trust him.
Trust Adam Rank. And now we have a situation where Rank and I won't be able to communicate.
Oh, boy.
My don't at me is as follows. Dak Prescott, Rain Dakota Prescott of the Dallas Cowboys, playing on Sunday Night Football, 8:20 p.m. Eastern Time on NBC, will be the quarterback one. All of the other quarterbacks other than the two that play on Monday night will have played. And then Dak Prescott comes in at home against the Indianapolis Colts defense that was somewhat forgiving to Kenny Pickett on Monday Night Football. Yes, I think Dak is the QB1. Book it. Touchdowns to Peyton Hendersloot or whatever his name is.
Hendersnot.
Hendersnot.
No, that's
it's
not
even
it.
Funnier. Yeah, Dak's your QB1. We're in a QB1 off, Rank.
All right. We'll see. Mono a mono. I'm glad. I'm so happy I have Jared Goff in this.
In the end, there can be only one.
We're going to go full Highlander. There can be only one.
Duncan McLeod of Clan McLeod. Hey, folks, that's going to do it for us. Thanks for checking out Fantasy Q&A. Be sure to send us your questions all season long at NFL Fantasy. Catch us every Tuesday and Friday streaming in the NFL Fantasy app and NFL channel or on demand afterwards. Also, subscribe to the Fantasy Football Show podcast. They do great work. You can find us in their podcast feed, so check it out. That's going to do it for us here. Any parting words for the people?
Trust your big, kind players. I felt a lot of distrust amongst all of you with some quarterback, running back, and wide receiver ones. Don't do that. Trust your guys.
They're on your team for a reason. Trust your past self as well as them. For Adam Rank, I'm Patrick Claibon. We'll see you guys next week.